So the album's coming out in Best Buy. So let's give you a hypothetical day of the album release. You got somebody, they're looking at the album, you kind of spot them, and you can kind of sneak up on them and pitch them the album and say, like, all right, you got to buy this. What do you think you would say to them?
I would just whip out my 50-cal Dutch Eagle. I'm like, you buy this fucking record right now. Don't you even look at that Justin Bieber record. Would that work?
Yeah, that works.
It's like physical violence. No, I would just be like, listen, man, here's a guy who's been doing this for... You know, my first record came out in 2001. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And here's a guy who's put a lot of music, a lot of work into this. And it's a record that everybody can like. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't, like, so heavy that your parents don't think it's the Devil's music. And it's not so light that the Devil's music people are going to think that it's, like, you know, Tony Braxton. Why I say Tony Braxton, I don't know. It was the first thing that popped into my head.
Mm.
But... It's just a good record. I'm telling you, it's like you know when your girlfriend takes you out to the movies and you don't think you're gonna like the movie, it's just you just go to a blind movie and it ends up being like a really great movie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you've never heard of us, that's the type of record it is. It's like if you just go and buy the record blind, you're gonna be glad at the end. You're like, holy shit, that was a good freaking movie. You know, this is a good freaking record. And there's no fillers. I mean, I wrote 120 damn freaking songs for it. So, I mean, I'm pretty positive I filtered out anything that was shitty. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I think I'm doing good. And then, with your magical writing skills, maybe you can just, like, you know, add in your little colorful things in there. And you know, like I said, maybe I'll get you a waterfall in the house.